This is KERA News. Hearings for asylum seekers who must wait in Mexico as their cases move through U.S. immigration court have been postponed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Migrants don't have to sit in crowded courtrooms, but they still have to show up at ports of entry on their original court dates in order to receive new ones. As KERA reports from Juarez, that can still put them at risk. One note, the asylum seekers in this story ask that we not use their full names as their cases are being considered. It's still dark when Alejandra arrives at the Paso del Norte International Bridge around 4 in the morning. She and her 13-year-old daughter sit near the turnstile and wait for officials to let everyone through. It's their second time here this week. They came on their original court date, but were told to come back today.
They make us come here without taking any precautions, and for nothing, at the end of the day, just to leave and come back again.
On the bridge, more than 100 people stand mostly shoulder to shoulder. Some wear masks or wrap scarves around their noses and mouths, but many go unprotected. A few cradle babies in their arms, wrapped up in warm blankets. U.S. officials let people through in shifts to get paperwork with their new court dates. A little girl snaps pictures of the sunrise on her mom's phone. It's mostly quiet, except one scary moment when a heavily pregnant woman faints and is rushed to the front of the line. Alejandra tells me she and her daughter rent a room in Juarez. They came here from Guatemala 7 months ago. She says they do what they can to protect themselves from the coronavirus.
We're trying to do everything they recommend, but it's pretty difficult.
They wash their hands. They hang their clothes out to bake in the sun. Alejandra's son sends them updates from Guatemala. That country has already implemented a curfew. Here in Mexico, she says it seems people aren't taking the virus as seriously. Her daughter jumps in.
The coronavirus is real. Someone who's sick can infect other people before they know they're sick.
Just before 6 a.m., Alejandra and her daughter are waved into the U.S., nearly 2 hours after they first arrived to get their new court dates. The spread of COVID-19 complicates an already difficult situation for asylum seekers waiting in Mexico. No one wins, says a Cuban asylum seeker named Leo. He calls me from the noisy courtyard of a shelter where he's been living for nearly a year. If the hearings moved forward, Leo says, migrants would have had to choose between risking their health to attend court or giving up their cases. But postponing hearings means they're stuck in Mexico for even longer, another place their safety is at risk, first because of violent crime and now COVID-19.
We make an effort so that everything's clean at the shelter. We always have enough water, but sometimes we can't count on there being cleaning products.
Leo says several people there work in maquilas, or factories. He worries they might bring coronavirus back to the shelter. And for people like him who haven't found work, the situation's gone from bad to worse.
The people who are supporting us financially, family and everyone, can't send money anymore like before. They can't help in that way because they've also been laid off from their jobs.
The pandemic exacerbates all the issues with making asylum seekers wait in Mexico, says immigration attorney Taylor Levy. On this morning, she's standing near the international bridge, offering free legal advice to the asylum seekers navigating the situation.
I mean, this process is absolutely ridiculous, but that's because MPP is absolutely ridiculous.
MPP is shorthand for Migrant Protection Protocols, the policy that makes asylum seekers wait here. Levy says many people in the program don't have a fixed address, so the only way to get in touch with them and set new court dates is to have them come to the bridge, something she thinks seems absurd at a time when people around the world are being told to stay home and avoid crowds. She says the most humane option is allowing asylum seekers to quarantine with family in the U.S. That's what Maria wants. Like Leo, she's another Cuban asylum seeker. She just got her new court date, but is worried about staying healthy until then. Maria's 68, which puts her in a high-risk category. Luckily, her grandkids already crossed the border on their own. She tells me her lungs are weak.
I know I won't live forever, but I don't want to die from coronavirus.
For now, she's doing what she can to protect herself. She showed up at the bridge in a mask and plastic shower cap. Maria peels back her fuzzy black gloves to reveal a second layer of latex gloves underneath. Then she shows off the paper with her new court date. April 27th. As it turns out, though, that's not late enough. Less than a week after we met, the U.S. government announced it's delaying hearings through May 1st. That means to get a new court date, Maria will have to suit back up in her shower cap and gloves and do this all over again. I'm Mallory Falk in Ciudad Juárez.